been cleared through the concussion protocol, so he won't be allowed to practice today.
How about Ryan Matthews?
Ryan Matthews, same thing, and Josh Anders, the same thing. All three of those guys have not cleared through the system. They haven't played, so they're not allowed to practice.
How's Sam's left shoulder?
He hasn't been able to do anything because he hasn't cleared concussion protocol, so really can't tell.
In terms of Jason Peters, there was a report out that he wanted to have him acted as a backup. He said he would only play if he was starting. Is that accurate?
No. See, Jason can't go. Jason's actually not going to practice today, so he was ruled out by the doctors. He can't go. So.
He has.
He's not going to go today. We'll see how he goes. We'll see what goes on the rest of the week, but he's not going to go today.
Was there a setback or just?
No, that's a good question. I just know he can't go today. So.
You have 5 new starters on offense, 5 new players that have played playing 25% more than snaps, and you have 5 players, returning players, that are playing 25% more than snaps that they played the year prior. All these changes, what kind of effect do you think they're having on the inconsistencies on offense?
I think anytime you put a new group together, it takes a while to get going. But I think that's no different than our first year here. We had 11 new starters, so I think it's our responsibility of our coaches to put the guys in position to make plays.
When you had 11 starters when you came in, they were all learning the system together at the same time. Now you're having players that are further along than other players. Do you think that throwing new players, especially at key spots, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, is having any sort of effect on the offense?
No, I think there's individual mistakes that are being made, and then we need to correct them as coaches.
Thurman, practice?
Thurman will practice today. Connor won't go today. Connor will be able to jog around and do some things and see where he is. So, and Walt's going today. So.
In Sam's case, what stage is he in?
What
stage?
No, I don't know. He hasn't been. I know. I get cleared, not cleared. So there's not. They don't communicate through stages with me. So.
But is he allowed in the meeting?
Yeah, he's been here at the meetings. He hasn't done that, from what I understand. I don't know. You can ask him.
Did Peters try to go on Sunday? Lane Johnson was talking about some.
He worked out before the game and wasn't cleared to go. So.
By you, but he
wasn't cleared to go by our doctors, by everybody. What he was, he wasn't in a position where he was going to be able to play. So.
Thurman and Barwin, they played most of the game. What are they dealing with?
Thurman's practicing, so I don't think he's dealing with anything. And I think it's a quad with Connor. Is it quad?
Yes,
yeah, quad.
Chip, how tough is it for you guys going forward here? You have 2 games in a short amount of time here, and you have a ton of injuries. How tough is it to kind of get everyone going here in a good week of practice?
I don't think it's difficult. Our guys had a real good training session yesterday, and they're excited to go play. I think it's the same situation everybody in the National Football League is in. So.
What's Jameis showing you on film?
I think he's gotten better as the season's progressed. You know, you've seen really from game one to where he is now. You know, there's a maturation process that's going on with him. I think he's making better decisions with the football. I think he threw his interceptions occurred early. They haven't really occurred late. I think he's being smarter throwing the football. Dirk Cutter's doing a really good job with him in terms of what they're asking him to do in their offense. But he's been impressive in the last couple of games.
I know when you guys played on Monday night, you started preparing that day for the next game. With the short week leading into Detroit, when will you guys start to look at film of the Lions?
We always do 10 days in advance, so our guys have already started breakdowns on that.
Is that difficult to prepare for 2 teams at once?
No, we're not game planning. You're just breaking the tape down so that when you get ready to sit down and game plan, you know what that front, that coverage, it's already been broken down from that standpoint.
Jim, if Sam is out, Thad will be the backup. What attracted you to him when you signed him?
You know, I think when you looked at Thad, we've worked Thad out a couple times, really impressed with his arm strength. He's got a very, very strong arm. The ball comes off his hand extremely fast. He's got a quick release. Throws a really tight spiral. Pat had some familiarity with him. Pat had coached him when he was in St. Louis as the offensive coordinator, and then again when he was the head coach in Cleveland. You know, when we've had a chance to get some exposure to him in terms of those workouts, and when you talk football to him, you know, obviously he's a Duke grad. He's sharp. He picked the offense up very quickly. He's got a good feel for what we're doing. And I think some of the carryover from where Pat was at St. Louis and Cleveland, being able to relate those things to him. But we were impressed with that. Both times we worked him out, we had an opportunity to get him after we traded Matt. We were excited to get him in here and feel very comfortable with him.
Jerem McCoy is healthy again. Is he somewhat like the guy you saw last week?
He's similar. I mean, he's one of the premier 3 techniques in the league, and I think a lot of in that defense when you have that type of guy, and, you know, when the Bucks were in their heyday and they had Warren Sapp. You know, you really need that 3 technique type of player to be a disruptive force for you, and that's what he is. You know, we faced him 2 years ago and have seen him firsthand when we played them down there. And he was as advertised. He's a very disruptive force in there, and certainly someone that we're going to make sure we're aware of where he is.
What can you guys do to help cut down on Mark Sanchez's turnovers?
Well, he has one, so you know it's a matter of putting him in situations in practice where we're giving him the right coverages and right schemes that he's going to see, and how he executes in terms of what it's supposed to do compared to what the play we're running.
At what point would Sam Bradford have to be cleared to be able to participate?
When he's cleared, we'll address that. So until he's cleared, it doesn't. I mean, we don't sit around in meetings and say, "What about this? What about that?" Because you know he may not be cleared at all, or he could be cleared this afternoon. So when he gets cleared, then we'll sit down and address it.
What were your impressions of Quan Alexander coming out of LSU, and what have been your impressions of him so far this season?
We actually tried to recruit him when I was at Oregon, when he's coming out of high school. So extremely fast, agile linebacker, you know, one of those guys that I think everybody's kind of looking for, that third down linebacker, you know, his ability to cover, and then they just cover a lot of ground at the linebacker spot. That's, you know, he can really run. He's obviously a little bit lighter coming out of high school. You know, the one question you had in high school, was he going to get big enough? But he really did at LSU, was a productive player for him there. He came out a year early, but he was a guy that we certainly, in terms of what we're looking for from linebackers too, was someone that we were really had looked at and spent a lot of time looking at him. He's in the Jordan Hicks kind of mold of that three-down linebacker that doesn't have to come off the field and is having an outstanding year, especially for a rookie. He's calling the signals in that defense. You know, so he wears the green dot. He's getting relayed in through him and getting everybody in line. And so to do that in that defense, to be the middle linebacker in the Tampa 2 system is a pretty impressive thing to do for a rookie.
The practice with an offensive lineman has to do during the week to be clear to put me, he's not healthy, if he's healthy enough to play.
We don't have a set number. It just depends on, are they clear? How do we feel with them in terms of their grasp of the game plan and all that? But there's not a set number where we say it has to be this number to do this. So everybody's done on an individual basis.
Did that ever factor into like Jason?
No, Jason wasn't cleared to play on Sunday, so nothing factored into that. So.
Trainers, they cleared, they cleared.
No, when we talk about what percentage is he and where he is, then we make a decision on who's up and who's active.
Your thoughts on outside linebacker depth, particularly with Connor ailing at least for the first couple days here? How do you feel about the way Marcus has come along?
I think Marcus has come along. Obviously, you know, our two premier starting outside linebackers are Connor and Brandon, and Brandon has played really well as of late. Connor's been a stalwart for us. But we're confident if Connor can't go. I don't think that's going to be the case, but we're confident if Connor can't go, then Marcus can fill in there.
And inside linebacker, do you see where those guys can go to make go and can they fully able to play one game? How would that rotation?
Well, I think we're still monitoring that situation. Obviously, you can't. I don't think either Kiko or D'Amico are going to be play 60, 70, 80 snaps for us. It's not smart and it's not prudent, and we have depth at that position, so we can continue to bring those guys along. I think Michael's a little bit ahead in terms of his recovery from the injury, but you know, it's always been a priority to have inside linebacker depth for us, and it's been tested this year in many different fashions. We've lost all four of those guys at some point in time, so it's good that we have them, but you know, I think because we have depth there, we'll continue to rotate those guys.
Also, because you got the two games and, you know, the span of 4 days, I mean, is that also something you're monitoring?
Yeah, I mean, our number one goal is to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so we're not going to not do something because we're trying to get ready for a game on Thanksgiving. Every game is important to us, so we'll do whatever we have to do to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But we also know we have some depth there with those three guys and Najee available at inside linebacker.
Why were Sanchez and Murray having so much problems with the handoff?
Excuse me?
Why were Murray and Sanchez having so many problems with the handoff?
I mean, they had a couple of just steps, alignments, where the back was aligned, where the quarterback was, just a couple of mechanical things. But I don't think there were so many problems at the handoff spot.
Bill Tuck,
he's back. I don't know if he's back to where he was, but, I mean, he played the whole game for us. He came out of it okay. No worse for the wear, but it's still – I mean, I couldn't put a 100% tag on Nelly right now, but he's good to go, and unless we have a setback during this week. But he should be good to go this week.
How is Sanchez now compared to this time last year? Familiarity with the system,
health-wise? I think he's very familiar with our system and has a very good grasp where he is, and he's healthy because he's only played, you know, however many 30 snaps or whatever he got in on Sunday. So he's healthy and has familiarity with the system.
What should Bradford or Austin done differently on the play in which there was no one covering Austin, but he still went to run because it was a run play?
Yeah, but there was someone covering. There was a safety rolling down on him, so that's kind of what Miles saw from his view. He wasn't uncovered. They were a little confused at the beginning of the play, but all of a sudden the safety was coming and running down on him. So it was a run play, and Miles was going to block his guy. So
Sam should have handed off?
Yeah, probably should have handed the ball off.
Okay.